From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emerald O'Brien. The Missouri School of Journalism has received a $1 million gift to support journalism education and research in the area of human rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Timothy Blair, an alumnus of the MU School of Journalism, announced today that he's giving this gift in order to educate students on the role that the media plays in reinforcing stereotypes and the way it shapes how people of the LGBT community are perceived in America.
The nexus between journalism and democracy and how it relates to civil rights and human rights for people who have been underserved and disadvantaged. And I think that's a huge story.
Blair's gift will create the Timothy D. Blair Fund for LGBT coverage in journalism. Residential property owners in Kirksville can no longer use shipping containers as permanent storage. On Monday, the Kirksville City Council approved restrictions on the usage of sea containers, which are large metal boxes used for storage and shipping. The restrictions prevent residential property owners from using these containers for more than 30 days. Codes and Planning Director Brad Selby says the reason for these restrictions has to do with the way that the containers look.
They're an eyesore in residential areas. They've got advertising on the sides of them most times. They're just not a good-looking thing we believe that should be in a residential area mostly, and in the commercial areas too. Some of them, they just don't look good.
Selby says both residential and commercial property owners will have 1 year to bring their properties into compliance. Property developers John, Nathan, and Bruce Odell have purchased the property where Bengals Bar and Grill and Casablanca Mediterranean Grill currently sit. Jack and Julie Rader sold the lot on 6th Street to the Odells, who are operating as 6th and Elm LLC in the official transaction on April 2nd. Currently, the amount of the sale is unknown. According to a deed of trust, the Odells borrowed $3.3 million through Landmark Bank on the same day. KBIA contacted co-manager of Bengals Bar and Grill, Dan Rader, for comment. In an email, he said the Odells have no plans to change the property in the immediate future. However, he says Bengals may move to another downtown location in the next few years. Rader said the Odells wanted to make sure no other group bought the land. In 2013, the Raiders were in discussion with a New York-based Park 7 group to sell the property to be used as a student housing complex. This property transaction between the Odell family and the Raider family is the second this month. On April 1st, the two families announced their partnership in developing Shakespeare's Pizza at 9th Street into a multi-story building. The Odell family also owns and manages the Brookside Student Housing Development Company. Rader said he believes the Odells do not intend to use the site for student housing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a new plan yesterday meant to cut farming's contribution to climate change. Harvest Public Media's Abby Wendell has more.
Farming accounts for about one-tenth of the country's greenhouse gas emissions. The USDA wants to significantly reduce that number over the next decade. To do it, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack wants farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners to take better care of their soil, plant trees, and use fertilizer more efficiently, which reduces nitrous oxide emissions.
We're going to focus on the right time, the right type, the right placement, the right application method, and the right rate of nitrogen fertilizer.
Farmers aren't required to participate in these programs, but the Agriculture Department is rolling out incentives to get them on board. Vilsack's announcement comes on the heels of President Obama's Earth Day declaration this week that climate change poses the single greatest threat to future generations. Abby Wendell, Harvest Public Media.
The Missouri House approved a measure Thursday to remove the cap on the number of times an aspiring doctor can retake the state medical exam. Currently, the state will not issue licenses to doctors after their third failed exam. Representative Keith Frederick of Rolla is also an orthopedic surgeon. He says other medical professions do not have these limits and that taking the exam multiple times does not reflect a physician's skill. Some opponents have raised concerns that the quality of care may suffer and patients may be put at risk. The measure now heads to the Senate. I'm Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.